Blog Talk Radio.
When you look. Hey, hey, hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Day 7 of my 30-day challenge, busting out and busting into your life. How are you doing so far, a week into the challenge, if you have started from the beginning, or if you're joining me today? I encourage you to begin wherever you are. Start your own 30-day challenge. And you can go back and listen to the previous shows if you'd like to get some tips and tools and insights on how to make this a really amazing 30 days for you, to bust out of your life and the things that have held you down and moving forward into the life you want to create. So, what's going on for you today? What are you grateful for? I always like to start the day with that question or the show with that question. So if you happen to call in today or if you jump into the chat room, I'd like you to share with me one thing that you are grateful for today. Today I am grateful for this beautiful view that I have in this beautiful space that I love so much, and the sun is shining and we have a fresh snow, our first real snow of the season. And it's just so gorgeous, and I'm really grateful to be where I'm at right now, at this moment. And so what is it that, again, you're grateful for in your life? Because what you put out to the universe is what you get back plus 10%. So if you're seeing and putting out and truly authentically, because that's really the key, is being authentic in what you put out in your presentation. More importantly, what is the feeling that you are actually putting out into the universe as well? So what the feeling is the key that makes things happen. It's all about feeling. You know, there's the law of attraction was really an amazing work that was put forth, you know, many years ago now. And a lot of people tried the law of attraction and then discovered that they weren't getting what they want. And there's a big part of the law of attraction that was missing that many people did not bring forth and teach. And if you look at the work of Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham and the Law of Attraction, now it's Esther because Jerry passed away, their teachings are a more comprehensive and complete teachings. And it's really very simple. We make it complicated as humans. We think that, you know, if we really focus on something and try hard, we're going to get it because we're really focusing on it. We're doing mantras. We're, doing all sorts of things to make it happen, and yet it doesn't happen. See, the key is feeling like your life is already full, complete, even without what it is you want to create. That's the real key in creating. When you can create from a space of already feeling full, from a space of no lack, that's where the magic happens. So if you'd like to call in today, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. And so I will take calls if you'd like to call in. If you want to jump in the chat room and say hi, let me know how things are in your life, and even, share maybe what your 30-day challenge is. I'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to do a little housekeeping now, because I sometimes forget, and then it's the end of the show, and I have forgotten. So if you'd like to find me when I am off the air, you can find, the easiest way is go right to my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And all the social media links are there, Facebook, Twitter, etc., Pinterest. I don't think I have Instagram on there yet, but I don't really go on Instagram too often. I'm probably on Facebook and Twitter the most. So if you would like to join me, especially on those two, like my public page on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And I'd love to hear from you guys. All right, so it looks like this week is going to be a pretty good week. I pulled a few cards, and so whatever went on or happened in your life last week, it looks like that this week is going to bring you to a place of triumph. And emotionally, your cups are filled. And what are you going to do with the triumph that you have now garnered? So even if it's a small triumph that happened in your life, think about the last week or even the last year. Because astrologically, and we're going to talk really in depth about this the next couple of days, astrologically, the year has not really begun yet. So if you feel like, you know, this is a new year, it should be a new energy, but for some reason it doesn't feel that way, there's really good reason for that, because astrologically, it really hasn't begun yet. We have Mercury in retrograde, and this year, we're so lucky, we get Mercury in retrograde 4 times this year instead of the normal 3. And many people, when they hear Mercury in retrograde, they go, oh, no, oh, it's terrible. Well, Mercury in retrograde can actually be a really useful and sort of productive time in a way, because it gives you the opportunity back on things that you have happened in your life and to retrace your steps to see if you want to continue in the path or the way direction that you're going in. This is a really great time to revisit business, if you have a business plan, look at your finances. You know, everybody's going to be getting their W-2s pretty soon here in the States, and will start to be thinking about doing taxes, which, you know, some people get excited about because they know they're going to get money back, and other people not so excited because they're going to have to pay. So if that is the case for you, you might want to now take a look at and reevaluate how you plan that strategy of your taxes or your business finances and career. And when you take a look at those things, take a look back over the last 3 years of your life and see how you have changed and what realizations or revelations have come to you, particularly in the last year. But, you know, go further, even back further than that, because the planets the last 3 years have really been stirring things up to move us through transformations in our lives, pushing us to see things that we've outgrown and to walk through those things and to embrace and walk into new and authentic things in your life. So this may be a time where you're feeling like it's time to let go of things in your life, whether that is a career or a business or a relationship or maybe the place that you live. And that can be, for all those things can be frightening for many, many people when you are entertaining the idea of big change in your life. So this is the time to look at all those areas of your life and really be honest with yourself if they're feeding your soul. So, for example, if the place that you live in, is when you walk in the door, you go, "Ugh, it just feels so ugh in here." You know, maybe you don't like the neighborhood. Maybe, you know, the house needs a lot of work. Whatever it is, really evaluate that and think about how you can possibly move forward into a space that you love, or changing the space that you're in to make it more of a space that you love. And sometimes it's as simple as and inexpensive as buying a gallon of paint and painting the color that you love, that you feel better when you walk into. It can really be as simple as that. So I just want to check the chat room. Okay, we're all good online there in the chat room, so if you'd like to join me in there. And let's see. So today, one of the things I want to talk about is how do you make changes in your life and how do you make sure those changes stick? And, you know, I'm going to throw a little astrological stuff in there as well, but I'm really going to get more into that late during the week. And so change happens through commitment and repetition. You know, if you make a commitment to get in shape and but yet if you don't go to the gym consistently, or if you don't get out and get some kind of exercise consistently, you know that that's never going to happen. So the key to change and the making sure those changes stick are really repetition to break old patterns. And that's why I'm doing this 30-day on-the-air challenge. To break habit, because I got in the habit of not being on the air. I took the summer break and then couldn't seem to get back into it. Even bigger and deeper than that, it's not just about getting on the radio. It's really about getting into and showing up in my life. And you do that by making consistent effort to do so. So breathe that in. I know there are a lot of resistors out there in the world, especially those who are charismatic leaders like I am. You don't like people to tell you what to do, and you don't like to do something over and over again. You always like things changed, to be changing up. And if you're a creative idealist, you're a thinker, you know, if you're the Steve Jobs of the world where you're always getting these brilliant ideas and you're always in your mind and not really living in the present moment, then, you know, you too like to move things around and move things up. Although you have a harder time manifesting the things that you think about and moving around in the physical world. So how are you going to figure out what it is that you need to change and how are you going to stick to it? Well, pick one. I encourage you to pick one thing, just one thing, because if you pick too many things, then you'll be overwhelmed and you'll never sort of get anything done. And you still have time, you know. Everybody gets ramped up and geared up about New Year's and the first of the year, and I have to make resolutions. And then the first of the year comes and goes, and now we're into, can you believe it, the third week of January. This year is going by really, really, really fast. So this year's gone by this already 3 weeks this fast already. Oh my gosh, the rest of the year is going to fly by. Make this a great year for you. Don't let it get past you without making it a great year. So pick one thing that you really want to get done. Look at the last year and something that you've wanted to change and haven't been able to. And this is, again, a good time for reflection while we're in Mercury retrograde, and we're there for another week. And the energies always last a few days after, it starts a few days before. So Mercury goes direct on the 25th, so that's in 8 days or 7 days. And but the energy can last a few days after. And the things don't really start moving ahead astrologically this year until the beginning of February and even into March. So you've got a perfect opportunity here, if you haven't looked back and looked at where you've come from and thought about how you want to proceed, you've got the perfect opportunity astrologically right now to be doing that. The rest of this month is going to give the chance for things to come up in your life that will give you clarity. And things are going to come up in unexpected ways, showing you ideas or new paths or options that you didn't previously see in the last year or even up to 3 years. Because what's happened the last few years is really been in the subconscious mind, the shadow side of the parts that we don't see in our mind. It's not the thinking mind where the mind reminds you to pick up milk on the way home. You know, that's the thinking mind. The subconscious mind is the wheels that are turning in the background that only runs really 10% of our lives. The thinking mind runs the other 90%. And so many of us have this tape that just plays over and over again. And it's the same tape. It's the same thoughts. It's the same emotions. And one big thing in moving forward in your life and being able to make changes and make things stick is to ask yourself, when things come up in your life, when am I? So if you're being triggered by someone or something that's coming up in your life, really be clear about if you are present or if you are going back to a previous thought or emotion Because so often that is really what we do, and we're not even aware that we're doing that. So really be clear about if that's going on for you. And it's a good practice to get into asking yourself that question pretty regularly when you're being triggered or when stuff is coming up for you around people or the workplace. And people trigger the heck out of us. And it's not really the other person. What's being triggered is something within ourselves that we need to clear up. And again, it generally has nothing to do with the other person because we project onto other people or we make assumptions with other people. And so often we're not clear with our communication. And of course, when Mercury is in retrograde, it's even more important to be really clear in your communication. And if a misunderstanding comes up because communication wasn't clear, talk about it. You know, I had a perfect example in my life of that this weekend where my weekend started getting really jumbled up and crazy on Saturday afternoon. I had gone to a crystal bowl workshop on Saturday, and it was supposed to get over at 4, and the particular instructor always runs late, and I knew that going in, and I was totally fine with that. And then I had plans at 5:30 to meet some friends for dinner for the football game, for the Patriots game. And so the workshop ran over. I left the workshop about 5 past 5 or so by the time I got to the car and got on the road. And I said, well, that's okay, because people actually gathered an hour earlier because kickoff was an hour earlier. So they had changed the start of the dinner gathering. But I felt okay with knowing when I accepted the invitation that it started at 5:30. And, I let my friend know that I would be there after 5:30. And, she was good with that. Everybody was good with that, was there. So this group gathers several times a year, and we have lots of food and laughs. And anyway, just have a good time. So I left the workshop. I'm on my way home or on my way to the dinner. And I said, okay, I need to stop and pick up a dessert for a christening for tomorrow. And so I did that. And then I check out. Then I said, well, let me get gas now. Then that way I'll be all ready to take off in the morning to go to the christening, because it was a little bit more than an hour drive. So I go to the gas station, and I realize that my store card was left inside the store, and I couldn't get gas without it. So I had to go back to the store, get my card, but as I go back into the store to fetch my card, retrieve my card, I discover that the floor manager, first of all, he couldn't find the card, so he was looking for it for a few minutes. And then he remembered that he had already shredded my card. And fortunately, it wasn't a credit card. It was just a store card, which was very easy to replace right there at the store. You know, it's a membership store. And so he says, oh, I've shredded it. Let's go over to the service desk. They'll get you a new one quickly. So as we're approaching the service desk, two gentlemen, slide right in front of me. And the front end manager is apologizing as we're waiting in line, because now he realizes I'm going to have to wait longer because these gentlemen slid in right before us. And I said, you know, it's really okay, because I always feel like if you're delayed, the universe has delayed you for an important reason. And I really truly meant that. But as the fellows in front of me were taking so long to do their business, I have to say I was getting a little annoyed because I wanted to get to the football game. So I just kept telling myself, no, you know that delays are for a reason, so just stay with it. Don't leave. get the card because I thought about leaving the store and then just getting it replaced the next time I went in. And something told me, no, don't leave. Get the card now. This is where you need to be. And thankfully, I listened to that intuition and my own advice. Sometimes we give advice and we don't listen to it ourselves, right? How often have you done that? So here I am, walking my talk, following my own advice. I get the card, go get the gas, then I'm on my way. So by the time I got to the party, it was like 20 past 6. It was just after halftime. It might even have been 6:30. So this whole event took almost an hour by the time, you know, I stopped, got the dessert, got in the car, went to the gas station, went back into the store, and then finally got to my friend's house. It was almost an hour, which should have been about, if I had gone straight there, it would have taken me 25 minutes tops. And actually, from the point where I was at, it would have been 20 minutes, yeah, because I was already 10 minutes into the travel from the city to my friend's house. So it would have been about 20 minutes. So now it's an hour later, and I just kept telling myself, it's okay, you were delayed for a reason. And within a half a mile of being back on the highway, as I'm approaching this section of the highway, which is very dark, there are no street lights or anything, and it was a cloudy night, so there really wasn't a lot of starlight. I see this guy in the gully between the east and west sections of the highway, and I just caught a glimpse, because, you know, when you're on the highway, you're going highway speed. If something's not in front of you and it's to the side, you have to, you know, take a second look. So I see this guy in the median, and then all of a sudden I look a little bit further, and there's this car mangled on the left, and then there's four cars on the right pulled over. And I said, oh my gosh, had I left the store, not gotten that card, that very easily could have been me in that accident. So really, really, if you're frustrated at some point in your life when you really want to get going, you've been delayed for some reason, think about this story. And I didn't plan on talking about this today, but it's coming up for a reason. So it's important for somebody who is listening to the show or who is going to listen to the replay to really pay attention to this, because my guides are really great at bringing up stuff that people need to hear when they are listening to it. So it's going to be really important for somebody out there. So getting back to making changes making them stick. So pick one thing. Someone asked me over the weekend, they were saying one thing, and, you know, listening to the show this past week and making the challenge and picking something. So her challenge is she's a little bit of a collector, and her house is full of stuff. She's very disorganized, and so she wants to get out of that sort of routine or habit of collecting things. And, you know, when I say collecting things, I mean it goes a little bit further than collecting Barbie dolls or collecting snow babies. You know, this is a real collector of lots of things. So the house does not have a lot of room left in it because there's so much stuff in it. And it's hard to get started when you're in that deep of a mess, right? So what I suggested, and I have suggested this to many people over the years, and I've done this myself, so, you know, that's why it's a tool that I use with people, with clients, and with friends, you know, people who seek my advice, because I know it works. So you start setting a timer for 10 minutes, because when you have something big that you're trying to tackle, what happens often is it seems so overwhelming that you never get started because you don't know where to begin, and then you don't see the progress. So even if you do start, you quit early on because you don't see any visual progress. And sometimes when you're doing soul work, interior work, that can be a challenge as well. So you have to look back on the progress that you are making or the progress you have made. So start with, if one of your challenges is, or if you pick the challenge of cleaning up your stuff, cleaning up your house, getting rid of clutter, set the timer for 10 minutes a day. So you do this every day for 10 minutes. And if you do it for the next 30 days, even houses that are in the biggest mess, you will see an enormous change. You pick one small area where you will be able to visibly see a difference. So don't start with a kitchen cabinet if you have doors on the cabinet and you can't see it. So unless you have glass on the doors, then that's not the place to start, because you want to be able to visually see the difference. So it's there right in front of you. So it may be that if you know that you go into your medicine cabinet in your bathroom every day, that you start there because you know you're going to be opening that cabinet every day to get your toothpaste out or toothbrush or whatever, or your face cream, whatever. Okay, start there. Or start on the kitchen counter. Start at the kitchen counter. Start at your bookshelf in the living room. Wherever it is that you pick. If you have dirty clothes on the floor, that's a really good place to start. Pick up the dirty clothes. If they're still good, get them cleaned, wash them, go to the laundromat if you have to, use the big machine to make it easier to do lots of it at once. If it's things that you haven't worn in a long time, pack them up and take them out. The key to this is when you remove the mess, when you start cleaning it up, you've got to take it out of the house right away. Now, I like to use the three-box system, where you have one box with things that you, especially, and this works especially if you have a hard time getting rid of stuff. So you have one box of things that you love and use, box number one. Then you have box number two, things that you like but you haven't used in a while, go in box number two. And you're on the fence about getting whether you can get rid of them or not. And then you have box number three. And box number three is things that you haven't used in 6 months or more, things that you don't like, things that people give you that you've never used or you hate. Those things go into box number three. And, you know, you may be going, oh, my God, but my sister gave me this, artwork and it's horrible. I hate it. And I could never hang it up. I could never display it. But my sister gave it to me. I'll tell you a funny story about a particular piece of artwork. Sonia Chiquette, who many of you probably know or have heard of, who is a psychic as well, has this great story where her sister, for her wedding, gave her a painting Salvador Dali. So this was a painting by Salvador Dali, and it was an original Salvador. And it was this sort of creepy sort of painting, and she tried it in all different places of her house. She hung in the living room, and she couldn't stand looking at it. She moved it to a hallway. She still couldn't stand looking at it. Eventually, it found its way to the closet, one of her closets, and there it sat. And as she went through this period of cleaning out, she decided she was going to have a yard sale, and she was going to put the Salvador Dali in the yard sale. So she puts it out for $5. Now, this painting was worth thousands and thousands of dollars. But she just wanted to get rid of it because she couldn't stand it anymore. And she wanted somebody who could appreciate it to have it. So the person who bought the painting was so over the moon thrilled with being able to afford a Salvador Dali, loved the painting, took it home, everybody's happy. So now she has to figure out how to tell her sister that she has sold the Salvador Dali for $5 at a yard sale. And the key is and was, she was just honest with her sister about it. Because even if something that we think the other person is going to take badly, honesty is really the key. Because then you have a playing field that is clear and authentic, and you can move forward on it. You know, it's like trying to play football on a golf course that's all full of hills, right? It's a little bit tricky. So your football field is flat. So give yourself the flat playing field, the clear ground. Be honest in your communication. So she tells her sister what she's done, and her sister just laughs. Turns out that her sister only gave her the painting because somebody had given it to her, and she hated it. So how funny is that, right? So sell the Salvador Dali if you hate it for $5 or for $20,000, whatever. Doesn't matter how much you sell it for. Just get rid of it. And if you gift it away, fabulous. If there are things that are broken that you've been holding on to, get rid of them. And again, the key is to take the third box, the things that you don't use, don't love, or are broken. As soon as that box is full or as soon as you're done for that 10-minute session, get it out of the house because you'll be too tempted to put stuff back and not get rid of it. So really, really get it out of the house. So that could be your practice for the next 30 days is, you know, cleaning up your stuff. And maybe you want to clean up your interior stuff. And if you started last week at the beginning with our challenge, then great, you're a week into it. And if you're starting when you listen to the show, whether it's listening live or listening to the archive, make your 30-day start when you're listening to the show. So if you're cleaning up your interior stuff, maybe you want a journal. And so make it easy, even if it's only for 5 minutes a day. Either in the morning or at night, before you get up in the morning or when you go to bed at night, journal for 5 minutes. Maybe your 30-day challenge is going to be to get out and walk every day for 30 days. So start easy, small increments. Don't make it so overwhelming. That's how you set a pattern and be able to stick to it. Because if you make it too big, you'll never stick with it. And then, you know, you'll be disappointed and maybe you'll beat yourself up mentally about it. Oh, my God. If losing weight is your thing, then you go, oh, my God, I pigged out at the football game and I ate so much. And as soon as your mind turns to feeling guilty, especially with weight and food and eating, guess what? Your body creates stress hormones and the stress hormones put weight onto your body because the stress hormones are the fight and flight. So if you're someone like me who's been challenged with everything that you put in your mouth you feel guilty about, then you are going to be somebody naturally who retains weight. It's a weird thing, but that's how it works. When you can eat and fully enjoy what you're eating with guilty, those stress hormones don't erupt. They don't explode in your body and be jumping all over the place and now creating the perfect environment for your body to just take those calories that you're eating and put it on your hips.
And this is something that I work with all the time. And I, growing up, was really tortured by my grandfather, particularly about having to be skinny. And because if you're not skinny, the boys won't like you, and so on and so forth. So I had this real problem with food and my body. And so I would be, I came to get into the habit of really being fearful of eating in front of people for the fear of being criticized for eating. And there are many people out there like that. I know Jeanine Roth, who is a great inspiration for people, women and men alike, if you have body image issues, or if you have, issues of self-esteem and around eating. And most often it comes from childhood, from growing up. Check out her work. Colette Baron-Reed's work and her weight loss program is fantastic as well, because with both of those women, you don't focus on the food, you focus on your interior dialogue. Because that's where all the problems come from. And, we adapt or adopt other people's ideas as our own when they're not true for us. So really take a look at, is what's going on in your head authentically true for you? And what opportunities has Spirit brought to you in the last 3 years to give you clarity? To look back on your life and be clear about what you want in your relationships and your business and all those sort of things, and acknowledge that, acknowledge how far that you've come. I'm going to take a break for 1 second here. My allergies are going a little bit crazy, so hang tight with me for 1 second. Okay, I'm back. All right. The heat's on because I'm here in the Northeast and it's winter time, and we have suddenly been plummeted into winter where we had really fabulous and warm weather kind of up until this point. We had a week where it was cold, but we weren't really deep into winter because we had the cold week, then we went back to beautiful 50-degree days. And now we are plunged into winter, and I'm sitting here in front of my little heater that I love. And today, let's see, right now it's 26 degrees here. It's going to be 16 tonight, so it's going to be cold. So anyway, enough about that. And so again, I encourage you to take a look at what's going on in your life, what's happened in your life in the last year. And even go back to the last 3 years. And it's interesting for me because as I look back over the last 3 years, it brings right to mind immediately my relationship because I've been in a relationship for 3 years. So it's kind of ironic and interesting for me. And this relationship has given me the opportunity to be able to really look at the shadow things in my own self and make a choice to do something about it and change, or to be still stuck in my old ways of living and thinking. And it's been quite an interesting journey. And as I realized, the more I deep dive into this, the less I knew about myself. So relationships really give you the opportunity to learn about yourself.
So if you're having a struggle in any relationship in your life, whether it's children or a spouse or a partner or even a work relationship, keep in mind that relationship is reflecting to you something that you need to look at in yourself that you now have the opportunity to change. It's not easy work, you know. It's what you want. People call the shadow work, the unconscious or the subconscious mind. With Carl Jung, Debbie Ford with the shadow. If you have not delved into your shadow work yet, I really encourage you to do that, because the shadow is where you have the opportunity to really dive into your life, to understand what is really driving you, and it gives you the opportunity to look at it and change it. It's some pretty deep work, and you're going to need somebody or a group of people who you can do the work with to really be effective. All right, so let's see, where are we on my notes here? So the next couple of days, I'm going to be talking about a lot about going back and revisiting. Oh, one of the things I wanted to talk about that came up over the weekend, which I started and then got off track, was when things in your life don't go as you planned. So this started, as I was explaining, Saturday, late afternoon, evening for me, and it continued all day Sunday. So Sunday, I was going to a christening for one of my classmates, and who's become, you know, a good friend, and we had joked around back in the fall about me being the baby's fairy godmother. And, you know, we spent this one afternoon together. It was really, we had a great time and joking about the fairy godmother, because doing archetype work, because we all have archetypes, and that's a whole nother show. So we have 12 chakras and we have 12 archetypes. And one of my archetypes is the fairy godmother. So I said at school at some point that I've always had this desire, this great longing to be a godmother, and I'd never been asked. So joking around this day, she says, well, you can be the baby's fairy godmother. So now here comes the christening, and like I was saying earlier, you know, I was planning ahead. I got the dessert the night before. I got gas the night before. I had the baby's gift all ready to go. And then I go Sunday morning to upload my radio show for all of you guys, because I pre-recorded, was ready to, you know, upload it, so that way the show would go on, because I'm the 30-day challenge, and it's a commitment, and I didn't want to fall through on that, and the show would not upload. So I'm waiting. 45 minutes, the show is still not uploaded. And normally this process takes a couple of minutes. I plug the recorder in, say, hit the button, say upload. Next thing you know, it says your show has been successfully uploaded. Boom, done. So now I'm freaking out, because it's a little bit more than an hour to get to the church for the christening. And at this point, when I was expecting this upload to take minutes, 45 minutes later, it's still not uploaded. So now it's past the time I needed to leave to get to the christening. And I'm thinking, okay, so now it's the middle of the ceremony. Maybe towards the end of the ceremony, I'm missing the whole thing. I'm freaking out, going, oh my God. So then I go, okay, well, I have to follow my own teaching and say I've delayed for a higher reason. And I always say, could have saved me from an accident, which the day before had been very true. So then I have to redo the whole show, close the window, open a new window, start the whole process again, putting the tags in, putting the description in, uploading the thing, and it goes in less than a minute. So now I'm going, okay, well, obviously the delay was intentional because from the universe, because here it now is, redoing it again, it goes in minutes. In the meantime, while that's uploading, I get a message from one of my classmates who I'm in a masterclass with saying, hey, are you coming to the masterclass call? We're on now. And I go, oh my gosh. So I figure I've already missed the ceremony. The party is going to be a 4-hour party. So I'll go to the masterclass, which was an hour, and then I'll still be able to have plenty of time to go to the party. Go to the masterclass. The masterclass stretches for 2 hours. And so at that point, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I could maybe still go to the party and I could, you know, still get a little bit of time there. Then I get a message from a girl who was referred to me from a schoolmate about purchasing salt lamps. So I'm going, oh my goodness. And she had mentioned that she would like to come on Sunday, the week before. And I said, okay, great. So she says, hey, I'm on my way. Is it okay if I come to buy the salt lamps? And this isn't anybody that I go to school with, but this is somebody who is friends with somebody that I go to school with. So then I say, okay, yep, I'll be there in a half an hour, blah, blah, blah. And so I go to meet the girl for the salt lamps. And as this is all going on, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm feeling, you know, badly about not making it to the christening or to the party. I get a message from the mom and of the baby saying, I'm really disappointed you didn't come. And, she says, I really thought that you were coming and I'm really disappointed. So, okay. And so this is the thing that now this is her part for her to look at. What is triggering her about this? And I understand because, you know, I have parties where nobody showed up. And that is so hard to deal with, right? So, but that when you focus on or when you have this sort of belief interior inside, like fear of abandonment, for example, the universe is going to keep giving you great opportunities to look at that fear. And we talked about fear a little bit in our challenge already. And we'll probably talk about it more at some point. So as it turns out, and this is, you know, really looking at Mercury in retrograde and clear communication, she was serious about being the baby's fairy godmother and wanted me to stand with the baby's Christian godmother, church godmother, and be recognized by the congregation. But none of that had been expressed. And so if there's something important for you in your life, talk about it. Give clear communication to the people who, you know, you want to show up in your life and say, hey, I would really appreciate and love for you to be able to do this. I had no idea any of this was going on, because it wasn't expressed to me. So express yourself. Be clear in your communication, especially the next week or two, but make it a habit in your life. Be clear about what you want. So we are out of time just about here. We're under 2 minutes. So I want to say thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up to your life and to be making a commitment to making a change in your life. I urge you to take your own 30-day challenge and start wherever you are or continue if you've already begun your challenge. So again, go to my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. I love you all. I will be back again tomorrow, and we will go over more of what to expect this next couple of months astrologically and this coming into the year. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
He lives in the world somewhere, got the blue sky ring. My name is Alice, just not gonna reach my chair. Feel so high, I'm feeling so high, I'm feeling so high, I'm feeling so high. Deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky rolling for my hair. And the trouble stop, doesn't reach my chair. Make some kind of paradise.